Hanging out here with CJ Anderson, the first video of hopefully a long series where we have players break down some plays, and we're going to have CJ do three plays here today, starting with your most famous play, the overtime run against the Patriots.
So, tight game, tied up, we're in overtime. We had a two-play call here, and as you can see, what Brock's doing right there, he's actually audible in the play to get us into a better play. You know, we snap the ball, and there's a toss, and when you stop it right there, you can see Ryan and Vernon moving out. Oh, no. Benny and Emmanuel seal the edge. Great blocks. That gives me a chance. Ryan gets through. Now you see Vernon engage. Ryan gets through the hole. Here comes Paredes picking up. Here's Ryan picking up here. Ryan makes a great cut. Paredes makes a great cut. And be one-on-one with a lot of people in this league, I should win every time.
What difference does it make for you when you get the ball on the toss?
The big difference is, you know, we're trying to get to the outside. And I think we did a great job, you know, when you go back and you watch Benny and Emmanuel completely seal the edge so we can have this outside through. And as you can see, we have this crease and we got two more that's pulling up to get through the alley. As soon as they get through the alley, they get their job.
Coast is clear for you.
The rest is history. The second play was against Cincinnati. Another go-ahead touchdown. It was really well. So here, we got a simple inside zone play, we would like to call it. I go down and press the hole. I'll show you from the back angle how it works. Emmanuel has a great block. Another couple of my abilities of breaking tackles and getting in the end zone, which is exciting. The good thing about this play is, earlier in the game, I told OD, if he crosses your face, I'm going to be able to get around and move your block. As we talk about it, we talk about pressing the B-gap as much as we can to influence both linebackers. Mm-hmm. So when you play the snap, you see me as I'm moving, as we're moving as a unit, Burfict's going, Gray is going, and I got a chance to cut back, which is great. Broke a tackle there. This is probably the biggest block of all, which is Emmanuel, which is a great block. And I just use the rest to get into the end zone.
Emmanuel, with his size, he's a pretty good blocker person.
One thing I love about Emmanuel, man, he's going to go in there, he's relentless, he's heartless, and he just makes it happen.
And both of those runs were late in games, too. Like, what does that speak about your conditioning?
Go ahead, touchdown. It speaks a lot of, you know, all the offseason work I put into it. You know, I couldn't do a lot of those things without those big fellas up front. And, you know, the receivers. We always say that the O-line starts to play, the receivers spring to play. So.
And then now the Super Bowl, the only touchdown in the Super Bowl, CJ Anderson.
So this play right here, you know, we had it lined up, and Carolina actually did something completely different than what we thought they were going to do going into this, which you got 2 weeks to prepare for a Super Bowl, so that happens. And this play, I just tell people, this is just our season. You know, I make the guy miss, and I run into probably the best linebacker in the game, Luke Kuechly, and it's just relentless. And, you know, it's hard and effort. As you can see, you know, how I played originally ball, where Burge is going.
This way.
Yeah, where Burge is going. Schofield was supposed to go up. Burge was supposed to hit him. He was kicking him out. Lewis was going to pull inside. But when they both went out, you can see Schofield falls. I'm kind of like in the middle of no man's land. I just make my ability for another break tackle. You know, Lewis does the right job. Instead of Lewis kicking him out, it was too fast. Lewis kicks another guy out. And, you know, I'm one-on-one, and that's just hard, toughness, and smell for the end zone right there.
At that point in the game, you knew it. We got to get this thing.
I mean, that right there lets you know we have a chance to, you know, put the ring on our finger, which we did. And, you know, that touchdown was a huge part. You know, a lot of people will say that was me, but, you know, it's the scheme and the play call and things of that nature to get us in the end zone, and I'm excited about it.
How sweet was that one to have a touchdown ball? What'd you do with the ball?
Oh, I didn't throw it like Malik. It still was at home at my mom's house.
Touchdown.
It just felt good to score a touchdown in Super Bowl 50. It always feels good to score back in your hometown, so to play the Super Bowl back in my hometown and put on a performance like I did, I was happy about it.
Well, thanks for breaking down some footage there for us. That's CJ Anderson. I'm Phil Malani for Broncos TV.